That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day to judgment. That day. That day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف مدي استنى بدن and views of Madani channel. Once again we say welcome, marhaba to our silsila, the signs of Qiyamah. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhu Maliyah, in his famous book Faizan al-Sunnat, he has a chapter called Faizani Durood al-Salam. And he quotes a beautiful hadith Mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that if a person recites 50 times Durood-e Paak daily, if a person recites 50 times salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam daily, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says that I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As it is our usual trend, from the teachings of our Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat, always in every Islamically permissible gathering, is giving us this mindset that keep making intention for good deeds. Never lose an opportunity in your lifetime to make intention for good deeds, because you never know. My dear Islam and views of Madani channel, you never know what is going to carry weight in the Qabr and on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah tabarakatuh, whenever you get an opportunity for each and every Islamically permissible deed, inshallah tabarakatuh, always make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi has mentioned, that niyyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brethren, today we are in the court of Allah tabarakatuh, views of Madani channel, you are watching this series. Why don't we make some good intentions? First and foremost, we all should make the intention that whatever we are doing here is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah azza wa jalla, we try to be practical upon it, and we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah azza wa jalla. Make intention that when we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah, in the form of azza wa jalla, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, when we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, make intention, inshallah azza wa jalla, that inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, we will send durood, salawat, upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Likewise, when we hear the name of the pious ancestors, Abu Zughanuddin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullahi ta'ala, these are some beautiful intentions one can make when he's in an Islamically permissible gathering, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala wa ala Muhammad salatum wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Madi Islam Badan and views of Madani channel on our last episode, or you say the first episode of this silsila, the signs of Qiyamah, we gave an introduction. What is the purpose of signs? Why do we need signs? So inshallah tabarakah, today we're going to start in this silsila, and inshallah azza wa jalla, we're going to start a sign of Qiyamah, and inshallah tabarakah, if Allah wills, then inshallah azza wa jalla, as the days are going on, views of Madani channel, Islamic brothers, inshallah, we'll be discussing different signs, various signs pertaining to our daily lives, inshallah azza wa jalla, signs of Qiyamah, inshallah. We quoted the Hadith Mubarak in the last episode from Kanzul Umal, from volume 14, page number 573 and 574, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is from amongst the signs of the nearness of Qiyamah when you see people destroying their salah, destroying their namaz. One of the signs of Qiyamah. So inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, my dear Islam and views of Madani Channel, today we will focus on this one sign, salah, namaz, the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, that namaz is a pillar of deen. Namaz is a pillar of deen. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, if a person holds onto the pillar and ensures that the pillar is holding fast onto the ground, holding steadfast on pillar of deen, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, definitely, if namaz, inshallah azza wa jalla, is performed in the proper way, in the proper manner, according to what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants from us, what the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam has ordered us, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, undoubtedly, this pillar, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will save us in the dunya, inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. So, namaz will be destroyed. In which way? People are coming to namaz daily. People are performing the namaz 5 times a day. People, some of them are performing the namaz in jamaat. Some of them are performing the namaz in jamaat with takbir e ula. In various form, people are performing namaz. So, in which way they will destroy the namaz? Allahu Akbar. Number one, some points. First and foremost, one can destroy the namaz how? By not protecting himself from impurities. One who does not protect himself from impurities, najasat, in other words, when there is such an amount of impurity on one's clothing, for example, one cannot perform his namaz, it becomes invalidated. Or by reading namaz in an impure or napak state. For example, his wudu is not performed properly, or for example, ghusl became fard upon him and he did not perform his ghusl in the proper manner. Madhi Islam with the views of Madhi Channel. How many people out there, they are destroying their namaz? They are practically in the masjid, they are performing the namaz just as a mere exercise. Just as a mere exercise, they're coming with sincerity, coming to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, performing the namaz, but poor Islamic brothers out there, they do not know, viewers of Madani Channel, they do not know how to purify themselves. Number one, they don't know how to purify themselves. They don't know how to purify their clothes. They don't know how to purify themselves when ghusl becomes fard upon them. Imagine, when a ghusl becomes fard upon a person, and a person does not complete the ghusl. For example, ghusl has 3 fard. How many fard? 3 fard. Number one, to wash the mouth thoroughly, to ensure that the water reaches each and every part of the mouth, to make gargara, to gargle the mouth if you're not fasting, each and every part of the mouth, upper palate, lower palate, under the tongue, on the side, water will reach each and every part of the mouth. Number two, to wash the nose in such a way that water must reach up to this bone, where the soft bone ends and the hard bone starts. Water must reach so much that even one must sniff water. He must feel the dizziness, slight dizziness of the water. He must feel. When he just puts the water into the mouth, he must feel the dizziness that he just takes the water, not too much of sniff. And number three, to wash the entire body from the head to the toe, ensuring minimum 2 drops of water to flow on each and every part of the body. My dear Islam, the views of Madani Channel, there are many out there. We estimated more than 1.4 billion Muslims out there in the world. How many know what is the fard of ghusl? So he comes in the masjid, he goes into the house, he performs his ghusl, he comes to the masjid, he performs all his salah, and he spends his whole life